This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The lead attorney for Hobby Lobby, which is fighting the HHS mandate, says the tide has turned against that regulation. In the name of saving government expense, it essentially imposes an insurance premium for stopping or interdicting pregnancy. On Friday, Hobby Lobby was back in district court after the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals put its case back on track against the mandate. There, U.S. District Judge Joe Heaton put a federal injunction against the mandate until October, allowing the White House opportunity for appeal. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other news, questions are being asked about the Planned Parenthood abortion business being closed in Texas. Former employees at two of the three clinics being closed have accused this local Planned Parenthood affiliate of Medicaid fraud. And Li Fengfei may be dying in Guizhou, China, at the hands of local family planning officials. After comparing notes with attorneys for the Thomas More Society, Operation Rescue says the case of Tanya Reeves is beginning to look more like an ongoing cover-up in Chicago. And though Albuquerque, New Mexico has the dubious distinction of being the late-term abortion capital of the U.S., an effort to ban late-term abortions is taking hold there. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.